Actually, my progress has been a little bit challenging.
Yeah, that's good.
So especially over the past 1 month, when I try to sit down to meditate and I cannot settle down. Unlike last time, it was quite fast. So until recently, I listened to the recordings, especially sharing by Sister Po Ching and also Sister Ing Bee. And I realized they also experienced the same thing.
The best and all those things,
So
it will come,
suddenly I just realized I'm very grateful to be part of this Kayamita. I have Kayamita friends. So I'm also together with this journey with all of you. So I'm very grateful, number one. And with Kayamita friends, I also can also listen to Dharma sharing and also sharing by Brother Teo. And I can listen and understand the Dharma slowly. So initially, I thought I was a little bit, what's happening? How come I cannot do it? But then actually, it's normal.
It's not
I
one.
just
All
continue to do,
cultivator go
continue
through.
to do. So that gives
The condition
me,
will arise, for test to happen.
And the lesson that I learned over the last, especially last week, was to continue doing it sincerely.
Faith, maintain the faith, Then persevere.
And persevere and endure, just go through it and be with it, be with
Yes, be with it. Don't need to worry, just let things be.
yeah,
Then
let it arise,
the mind
whatever
will
want
settle
to
down
arise.
again. Just let it be. Means you don't have a choice that I must meditate and become like that. No more. Then when you have given up on that, then you will experience every moment the pristine beauty and wonders of life. That every arising is just that pristine beauty of the moment. Then you start to understand when you are able to accept things as they are, the peace come back. Then the true mind come back. Then your awareness come back. Everything come back. But when you are rejecting it or opposing it or wanting things your way, your true memory, you recall, oh, last night I can do this, I can do that. Then that wrong thought, that will be the one that condition your mind to have doubt, the lack of peace. Like you initially inquire, hey, what happened? How come like that? Last time very fast, I settled down. Why now cannot? Because it is a test. Then sometimes it is the condition. Because condition like that, things will be like that. That's the reason why the Buddha say, be at peace with all condition. But that is the reality. At that moment, condition all set. If you cannot accept the reality of the moment, then suffering will be the result. That is the Dhamma. Then when you understand, you become at peace. Then you can just let things be. Then what you learn is very useful. Be with it. Then the whole thing come back to you. And it become very beautiful. That's why you have to be very patient. You have to be very sincere with the faith and persevere. Then everything will fall back into place. Then the true mind will surface. The awareness nature will come back to you. Then all this understanding will start to move again, unfold again. So sadhu,
Thank
very
you,
good.
Brother Teo. So I also start to, I think especially the last 2 weeks, I also do not know why, but I just suddenly that I just need to continue to read the yellow card.
Yes, that one is very
And
important. The Bodhisattva.
every morning I just do and do and do and do. I just because I do not know how to explain the last month. When I listen to some of the recording, I just cannot understand. I just don't know why. I just only hear words by word, but I cannot make the whole sentence.
But now the
But
picture starts to fall
I
into place.
so I just
Because
continue to
after
do the
you do the
routine.
vow, the yellow, following the yellow card, the understanding will dawn upon you. We are all these are connected. Then you realize, wow, cultivation is so beautiful. Not only are needed to complement your understanding and your cultivation to support you to walk this path to fulfill the perfection of 10 paramitas to realize Samasa Buddhahood, and they are all related. So all this understanding, they will slowly, slowly fall into place and develop to become beautiful. Then the joy will arise. A lot of inner joy, inner understanding will unfold. Then like you mentioned, last time, they are only words, but now the meaning stand up. So this is very good. Even Ingby starts to realize that and go deep into it. So now he is checking all the miscellaneous vows, the various type of review, make sure everything is properly developed. Like I mentioned the last sharing, if this life, if this condition, you cannot develop the understanding until it's a part of you, then you don't stand a chance when you arise in future. Because unless this life you have the clear understanding, then you make the aspiration, the vow, then you invoke power, merit for causes and conditions for you to continuously have this right view and right understanding life after life, whenever you choose to come or you have to come. Then only this very firm power of merits and affinity, understanding and condition can be planted. The Bodhi mind can be planted deeply so that this understanding will nurture and surface when you arise. So this life is very important. Contemplate, reflect until very, very clear, then determine like Ingby wants to have this understanding. Then do all this cultivation so that it will support you in time of trial, tribulation, and all those things. So these are very beautiful understanding. So sadhu to you for moving into that line of cultivation. The yellow card is very important.
The yellow card is very good.
Yeah, it's a gem. It's a gem.
Yeah. It's just that last year I used to do it, then halfway, I think earlier, end of the year, I stopped. Now I continue back.
Yeah, you will continue. Yeah, as you continue, as you progress, you develop deeper understanding.
Yeah. And then after, I think the last 2 days, I come back to my meditation. I just sit down and then I relax. I think relax is very important.
Yes, very important.
Then feel my forehead and feel my eyes.
Yes. Body. Yes, relax every part. Yes.
Stomach. And then the legs. Every part, like, one by one.
Correct.
And then also to send metta. Family, my children. Yeah, yeah.
Then you were settled neighbors. Down very fast. Yeah.
Yes. Then after that, settled down.
Yeah.
And then within very fast, I think I just like nothing. Just nothing.
Yeah, yeah, nothing. No thought, nothing. Just aware. Nothing.
But it was very short, very short. Then after that, I think because my body too tired, I went to sleep. That's okay. I wake up, it's okay. I feel refreshed.
You're right.
I was happy.
Yeah. Just
don't have other feelings. Or just this is the process.
Because that is your true mind, the tranquility, the stillness. Because when there is no more sankhara, your nature can know. Everything is so quiet until so still that the awareness know that there is no more movement. It's just the aware. It can be at your heartbeat or any point within your body. It just stay there. Then no movement at all. That is the true mind. That is the pure mind. And it's very difficult for cultivator or even normal person to have that moment of pure thought. That is the pure thought that the Diamond Sutta speaks about, or the Six Patria Platform Sutta speak about, union. To have a moment of pure thought without any content of consciousness is full of blessing. That wholesomeness is limitless compared to a thought, where the thought is with the content, the egoic mind, the evil roots. This pure thought is free of the evil root. It's a pure state. And that one, the parami, the wholesomeness, the merits is like the Buddha mentioned, 无量无边, limitless. So that pure thought, pure nature, to have the ability to realize it, is already a great, what they call progress or transformation. So ability to have that pure mind, even for a glimpse, a moment, is already very meritorious, meritorious and wholesome. So cultivation, as you go deep into it, develop more understanding, you will experience all this. And the mind can just settle down and return to its original true state before the stirring. That's why ability to realize that true mind, that true nature, the awareness nature within is very important. Then stabilize that. Then you will know that one is the unconditioned. That one never died, because it was never born. That is the eternal nature, always there. Without the mundane mind, the emotion, the wrong view, the thinking, the content of conscience to cloud it, that nature is ever shining. Then that one you will understand when you have the ability to use it to meditate. That one can see things as they are, can insight into phenomena, can awaken, can develop wisdom and awakening. So all these are very beautiful. Okay?